For North State Public Radio, I'm Nolan Ford. Last February, NSPR put together a half-hour special highlighting the Celebration Gospel Choir of Chico, who at the time were preparing for a concert celebrating African-American sacred music. Tomorrow afternoon, in celebration of Black History Month, the choir will return to perform on the Chico State campus. The event is free to the public and will begin at 3 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center, Room 144. We hope that you enjoy this rebroadcast from February 2017.
For North State Public Radio, I'm Sarah Bohannon with a special 30-minute program featuring the music of a new gospel choir in Chico, which will be performing a free concert at Chico State in honor of Black History Month. I was recently able to witness the lyrical power of this community choir at one of their recent practices, open to all and assembled by word of mouth of people of many different ages, races, and faiths, all have come together around one thing, a love of gospel music, a genre intrinsic to Black history. I'll let the voices of the choir and congregation take their story from here.
Hello, my name is Pedro Douglas, and I am the director of the Chico Community Choir. Bethel Amy has always had a church choir, and historically they've had several choirs, but for the past few years that I've been a member of this church, we've had one choir. And when we heard that Chico State would be celebrating Black History Month, one of the projects we said that we would do would be to establish a mass choir and get the community involved. And so the Chico Community Choir is a result of that. And the members that are participating in this event have enjoyed it so much that they have asked us to continue the choir once the concert has taken place. And so we've agreed to do that. Well, what we want to do the history of African-American sacred music. So we'll start with spirituals. We'll move to gospels and more contemporary songs. So our hope is that we will take people through this journey of Black sacred music. We have individuals at the university that will be participating in this event, some of our students, a couple of faculty members. And so it's more than just singing. My hope is that people will be educated in the process. Well, as you can see from rehearsal tonight, I hope people will feel like they have been informed about African-American, you know, sacred music. So I hope they feel a little, you know, more educated about it. I hope that they leave on a very high note with all the stuff that's going on in the country. I hope that they leave on a very positive note. I hope that they really listen to the words of the songs we are choosing, specific songs that really speak to people. So my hope is that they really listen to the words, regardless of how we may sound as a choir. I hope that they listen to the words and let those words touch them. This choir is open to anyone. So if individuals are out there and they're looking for a choir to sing in, you know, African-American sacred music, we are certainly an open church. We welcome them to come here. They don't have to be a member. They just have to be willing individuals, willing to sing and uplift the glorification of God. And this is a great place to be. Many of the songs are about jubilation. You know, in a lot of Black sacred music, as you probably know, especially when it comes to our spirituals, they're going to tell you of a journey of some sort. When we think of the Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, often when you had people escaping, you know, slavery, you would have abolitionists that would come into to different plantations. And slaves knew when they heard these songs that there was somebody there to take them to freedom. And so that was their code. So there are major stories to be told. When we move to more gospel-like songs, while they do talk about sorrowful times, often they're talking about what life is going to be like on the other side. They talk about a happy time. When we speak of many of our more contemporary gospels, you know, that's when artists were trying to reach out to a younger generation, because we're trying to get these people, these individuals, more involved in the church. So we talk about, again, the positive side of life, the positive side of religion. And we're trying to make religion more attractive to a broader group of individuals. I would say one of my favorite songs would be Deep River. And the reason why I love that song, it really talks about, the way I understand it, it's a slave is escaping to freedom. And what she did when she got to Ohio, she was trying to cross the river. And what she did, as she crossed the river, she was taking her children. You know, she would go across, take one child. But at one point, the river had frozen over. It began to crack up. And here she is on the free side of the river. And as the river began to break up, she still had several of her children still on the slave side of the river. So is this? It just tells a story of what people do when they're desperate, when they're seeking freedom. And so it's also symbolic of we as individuals crossing the River Jordan when we die. So there's so much. I just love the fact that they were able to intertwine those two stories into one song. So Deep River means a lot to me on a personal note. It means a lot to me, I think, as a person who's spiritual. And I would say out of all those songs, there's nothing fancy about it. There's no high notes or what have you. But it just tells of a story that I think anybody who is new to a new land, you know, and I think of all the stuff that's going on right now about immigrants that are leaving their home, trying to find a new place. I think we all can relate to that.
Hi, my name is Lori Lindgren Voorhees. I'm also known as Dr. V, and I've been singing with this choir for a few months. Well, we sing by ear, and we're taught our parts, and we don't use music, so it's all what you memorize, your part, and blends it together with the different sections. So I think that's a difference. There's a lot of energy to the music. I've had some experience in other types of choirs where you have to stand very, very still and you can only move your mouth. Where in this choir and in gospel singing as a whole, it's really your voice with your body and how you move and everything like that. I hope that people will get an appreciation for music in the African American tradition. And this performance is for Black History Month. So I hope that people who maybe have never heard this kind of gospel music will gain an appreciation of it, that they'll take to their hearts the message that's embedded in the songs, and that they will become more enthusiastic about this art form. And look, I hope that people would look forward to hearing other gospel performances from us or maybe from other choirs. In the times that we live in, messages of hope and faith and heritage are really, really important to have in our community and in our country.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an NSPR special from February 2017 featuring the Celebration Gospel Choir of Chico. In celebration of Black History Month, the choir will return to perform on the Chico State Campus tomorrow afternoon. This concert is free to the public and begins at 3 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center, room 144.
Hello, my name is Matt Jackson, and I am a member of Bethel AME Church, a longtime member, been here for many years. This was the first church built in Chico, 1867. It belonged to the Methodist Church South, is what it was called. And we think it was the first church put in continuous use in Butte County. In 1994, it was designated a historic point of interest. Not a historic landmark. And it wasn't a historic landmark because it had been moved on two occasions. It wasn't in its original site. That's not, had to be very challenging to move an old building like this twice, especially when at that time, 17 years shy of being 100 years old. I mean, it's pretty fantastic. But the building's held up. It's held up nicely. It is in constant need of attention. The need for attention never ends. I can remember in 1996, a group of primarily men and members of the church, the men's group called the Promise Keepers. And the Promise Keepers decided they were going to make the revitalization of this church building a primary goal of theirs. So many, many, many busy hands worked tirelessly to restore the interior of that building. There was some restructuring a little bit of it, putting in carpet, putting in insulation. As you can imagine, a building built in 1867 had zero insulation in it. So putting in new electrical, putting in a new air conditioning system, repairing windows and all kinds of stuff. So painting. So they did a tremendous amount of work over here over several months. I should say we. I was engaged in the process. I was young enough to be able to participate at the time. So we had a good time with that.
My name is Brenda, Hamilton, and I am not involved in the church. This is not a Bethel AME-based choir. That being said, he always invites us to come sing on Sunday. But we just rehearse here. Before people could read, okay, they did this call and response. And he actually said these words. I love this. He said, "I'm going to line it out." And that's what he does. He gives us the line before we sing it. Pete Seeger used to do this. Joan Baez used to do this. Preachers do this. You know, song leaders do this. My mom was a song leader from the time I was a small child. She had whole choirs and choruses and people singing. She'd stand in front, you know. And church choirs, too. My mother was a church choir director. So I've been singing ever since. I mean, they just expected that I could hold, you know, a tune. And I have loved it all my life. I've sung. It was a very positive way to get attention. And so that was fostered. My mother fostered that in me. I'm just so pleased. I start thinking about rehearsal, and I get happy. I do. I'm just like, oh, I get to go tonight, you know. And then I have friends also, and I've made friends. And the people in the choir are welcoming, and the directors are just genuinely warm and welcoming. And it's just, it's like finding a family. And then if you go to church, oh, Lord. When you hear Sister Loretta, Pastor Loretta, she plays the piano for us. Her voice can fill up a building. She is phenomenal. It's fabulous. It's the best. And we dedicate everything to God. We dedicate what we do and our voices and the sounds that we make and, you know, the heartfelt, emotional, whatever message. It's a really full circle kind of way to dedicate what we're doing. I mean, it isn't for us. It's not for the glory of us. It's for the glory of whatever you think God is, you know, however that you understand that to be. And it is good. It's really good. Just that I'm grateful and that it brings me a lot of joy. A lot of joy. I think we need more of that right now.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an NSPR special from February 2017 featuring the Celebration Gospel Choir of Chico. In celebration of Black History Month, the choir will return to perform on the Chico State Campus tomorrow afternoon. This concert is free to the public and begins at 3 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center, room 144.
Hi, my name is Robert Morton. I am a minister here at Bethel AME Chico, as well as a staff member at Chico State University. And I'm super happy for this to happen. I think it's going to be an awesome thing for our community. I'm a co-director. Dr. Pedro Douglas had a acapella choir here in this community for years. And I've come along and he wants to try to train me up to be able to do some directing as well. This particular choir came up out of a need. We feel like this community could use a gospel choir. There used to be a gospel choir here at Chico State years ago that I think that included the community members. So when we were having conversations about Black history at Chico State and how to celebrate Black history and Black culture, we thought it would be crazy for us to not entertain the idea of putting together a choir concert. Gospel music has been one of the undergirding things of the Black community. It's been a major part of us from the Brush Harbors to now. That's the way people drew their strength, and we believed it would be awesome. It would be an awesome addition to have in the Chico community for this month. So the performance will be a litany of gospel music from, again, I use the term Brush Harbors. Hopefully, and if I could educate people, Brush Harbors were the places on the plantations where Blacks would congregate and have spiritual sessions. They would sing sometimes ancestral African music, but it was all from a place of encouragement. So from even that place, that's where you get, you hear us with drums and things like that. So the concert will actually be a actual progression of gospel music. We'll have spirituals and some ancestral songs all the way up into some contemporary gospel music. Songs like Worth with some of our more contemporary artists will be performed and ministered at this concert. I think people are, no matter what their political affiliation, no matter what their social or economic status is, people are hurting across our country, across the world. So we wanted to make sure that the songs met the needs. And we wanted to provide hope. The ability for people to believe, right? Believe again. The song Total Praise talks about really, you know, yielding your all, right? And then we have songs like Don't Wait Till the Battle Is Over. We're saying to people, it's not over. No matter where you are in life, you can still get through if you just hold on to your hope. My favorite song that the choir will perform is called Worth. The words are, "You thought I was worth saving." It's by Anthony Brown and his group called Therapy. A young man from Chico State, originally from Vallejo, but he's a Chico State student. His name is Jared Prevost. He's going to lead that song. He led that for our district conference, and we think it's going to be powerful to hear him give his rendering of it on this particular occasion. But the song itself says, "You thought I was worth saving, so you gave your life." It's like, wow, how powerful is that, right? To provide your all. And the song, I think, ministers to that point. part of black gospel music is feel. Right? You know, it's one thing when you have a classical piece in front of you, you're reading the notes, and the director will showcase to you where they want expression. Gospel music is pure expression, and it's easier for me to showcase to them what I want than to ask for them, you know, sing a particular note. So don't wait till the bell is over. It's easier for them to hear that than it is for me to say, don't wait till the bell is over staccato, right? It's easier for them to hear it if I sing it in that particular fashion. We are a bunch of rascals. We have fun. We really do have fun. And when I say a bunch of rascals, I mean that with all due respect. I'm one of the younger members, so if I get in trouble for this, I'm going to blame you on that question. But what we, you know, we really come from all walks. You know, there's not just Christians in this choir. Gospel in its root means good news, right? So that's what this is. You know, it's a group of people in the community who want to share good news through music. And from my alto section, who like to give me a lot of trouble, my divas and my soprano section, my cool baritones, we come together and we make an awesome sound. So we're really, we cannot wait to showcase to the community what we've been working on for about 3 or 4 months. They can expect to feel something. I don't know what they're gonna feel, but they're gonna feel something. I don't think you can come into this particular place, hear the lyrics to these songs, the music, and even the dance that will be expressed and not feel something. And if that's what they walk away with, is having felt good for that moment, then we've done our job. We've provided them with some good news for the moment. Our hope is that this will be something that provides communal reflection, an opportunity for us to think on how we can come together in ways that are outside of politics or outside of those things that seem to drive us apart. And many of the, you know, many of my rascals want this thing to keep going. So I guess we'll see what that looks like. I mean, I think music is the motivating factor. I think so. This is my thing. These are my thoughts. And again, you won't find this anywhere else but in the book of Robert Antonio Morton. Okay, I think music is the one thing that allows us to come together, and we can ignore anything that separates us. I think the music is the one thing in society that we can come together in when people hear certain things. When people begin to sing certain things, and you know, it starts at a young age. You know, for some people, it's around the Christmas tree. For other people, it's sitting in grandma's lap, right? But music is the one thing that evokes memories, provides powerful moments of introspection, and really allows us to come together. So you're right, it's not limited to gospel music, and to be totally honest with you, I'm totally an Ella type guy. I like jazz, but gospel music moves me too. So thank you so much. Really, I mean that.
The Celebration Gospel Choir of Chico will be holding their concert titled In Celebration of Black History Month at Chico State tomorrow afternoon. The show is free to the public and begins at 3 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center, Room 144.
This 30-minute special feature was produced for North State Public Radio by Nolan Ford, Jim Moore, and Sarah Bohannon. To listen again or to get more information about the concert, visit mynspr.org. For North State Public Radio, I'm Sarah Bohannon.